You dishonest piece of garbage, Sally says to her sister, who has stumbled into the kitchen in search of coffee.
Oh, yeah? Jillian says. She's more than ready for this fight. She's got the torn paycheck in the palm of her hand, and now she lets it fall to the floor like confetti. Deep down, under all that goody-goody stuff, is a grade-A bitch.
That's it, Sally says. I want you out. I've wanted you out from the moment you arrived. I never asked you to stay. I never invited you. You take whatever you want, just the way you always have.
I'm desperate to go. I'm counting the seconds.
But it would be faster if you didn't tear up my checks. Listen, Sally says. If you need to steal my earrings to pay for your departure, well then, good. Fine.
She opens her fist and the diamonds fall onto the kitchen table.
Just don't think you're fooling me.
Why the hell would I want them? Jillian says. How stupid can you be? The aunts gave you those earrings because no one else would ever wear such horrible things.
Fuck you, Sally says. She tosses the words off, easy as butter in her mouth. But in fact, she doesn't think she's ever cursed out loud in her own house before.
Fuck you twice, Jillian says. You need it more.
That's when Kylie comes down from her bedroom. Her face is pale, and her hair is sticking straight up. If Jillian stood before a mirror that was stretched to present someone younger and taller and more beautiful, she'd be looking at Kylie. When you're 36 and you're confronted with this so very early in the morning, your mouth can suddenly feel parched. Your skin can feel prickly and worn out, no matter how much moisturizer you've been using.
You have to stop fighting.
Kylie's voice is matter-of-fact, and much deeper than that of most girls her age. She used to think about scoring goals and being too tall. Now she's thinking about life and death, and men you'd better not dare to turn your back on.